The Guardian.
Tell you what, it's fascinating the way you speak to your friends in a Scottish accent.
Oh, have you seen any of it?
Yeah, there's just a little bit of you and your dad telling a story, or you and your dad sort of telling a story about how they put you into a contest and you're in a bikini.
Yeah, my dad dressed me up as a girl.
But you're just totally Scottish.
Well, yeah, because I am.
Yeah, but it's really strange to have two accents, which are both...
Well, it's just the same... See, if I choose to speak to you in Scottish, I can do it, and I have no problem doing it, but the fact is that you don't... This is from when I was a kid, and the reason I speak this way is as a defence mechanism, because I was made fun of, and it kind of, this goes back, because when I moved to America, I spoke this way, and one day I went in speaking this, kids made fun of the accent, so that's why I started to talk like this.
That's really quite...
And it's just ironic that I've made my kind of name over here with the American accent.
Yeah.
But what I want to really do is a program where I can speak Scottish.
Yeah. It's like, I mean,
because that's what makes me the Brit.
Yeah, it's not exactly the same, because I know he's putting on an accent, but it's like when you see David Tennant on Doctor Who Confidential and he's chatting away in a Scottish accent and you're like,
yeah, no, David is playing a character.
Yeah,
I'm not,
yeah,
but
no,
see,
I know.
The
I know
American
know,
is but... the American is part of me.
Yeah, but and it sounds weird for me.
Of course, because you try to be my partner. Scott, the first couple of months, Scott actually said to me, please don't do that, it freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah.
But now it's become second nature, because when we're together as a family, my sister does the same.
Yeah.
Speaks to her kids in an American accent, turns to me and speaks in a Scottish accent. And we just can't, it's like our brains go whoop and just switch. But when I'm speaking with David Tennant, I speak with a Scottish accent.
Wow.
Unless we're on set,
English
and we are trying to stay in that, you know, who persona, I'm still Captain Jack and he's still the Doctor, and we stick with our accents, because that's when it gets a little too weird. Because then I don't know if David's talking to me or if the Doctor's talking to me.
Yeah. You've been to visit some people who kind of been through aversion therapy or kind of retraining to not be gay.
Yeah.
How did you find that?
I actually, not only did I meet someone who had aversion therapy, I met someone who claims to be a recovered gay, an ex-gay, and is married and has a child, a couple of children now. He was the guy who was the ex-gay, I'm just going to refer to his name, Ron, that's right, Ron Woolsey. I respected him for coming and talking to me.
Yeah.
Because it probably took a lot, but he was out there to preach. He was preaching.
Yeah.
But
because he had a faith and...
Well, he had a faith. He was what they call a Seventh-day Adventist. Which are the same organization what's their name? I can't even remember their names now, but I'm not going to give them the publicity. The ones who God Hates Fags, that group.
Yeah.
Because they wanted me to go meet them. They wanted me to go speak to them
after
I spoke to him, and I refused to, because I was not going to let that program be a platform for preaching hatred.
Yeah.
It just wasn't. They're a bunch of, you know, if I put it bluntly, they're a bunch of sick fuckers, and they're never going to change, not even if I have a good conversation. They're just going to shout at me, because I watched the Louis Theroux program.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
So I spoke to Ron, and through the course of the whole interview, you know, I listened to him. And a couple of times, there is one moment where I actually made a joke about him being, because he showed me pictures of himself as a young man, and I made a joke that he was good looking.
Mm-hmm.
And he completely was, his guard went, and he didn't want it.
Yeah.
And it was interesting for me at that point, because at the end of that interview, I actually felt quite sorry for him, and I actually felt quite sad. Because here's a man who is denying who he actually really is and telling himself that he is this other man, but yet he says he still has feelings, but he knows how to control and deny them, and because he believes that that's the wrong way to live. I didn't ask him because I didn't feel I was going to insult. I thought I might, but you know, I was going to ask him if he used Viagra in order to have sex with his wife.
Yeah.
That's a basic, you know.
Yeah.
But I thought, no, you know what? He's taking the time to sit here with me. I've asked him a lot of probing questions. I don't think I need to be kind of that digging with him. But what did really upset me about that is Ron has a website where you can go to cure yourself of being gay and get information. And the thought that young gay men and women will go to his website because he will just start that vicious cycle again that he's gone through, where he married someone, he divorced them because he realized he was gay, then he was cured again, and he's living this false existence with this woman and his child. Mm-hmm. And he even said, I said, what if your son said he was gay, if it's genetic? And he said, well, if my son said he was gay, I would still love him as my son, but I wouldn't agree. He said, I wouldn't agree, or I would disagree, or I would not have him part of my life, but I'd still love him. How can you love a child and not have him as part of your life? So I felt very sad at that fact, because I didn't want to think that people are going to go to his website to try to be cured, because they're just going to end up being, his idea was that you could only have a white picket fence and a farm, and he made it, and he was talking about it like it's something that I could never have. And I actually said to him, I said, yeah, but Ron, I have a partner. Mm-hmm. I have a dog. I have really nice cars. I have a beautiful home. Yeah. I have a home by the sea and a beach.
Yeah.
You know, so you can have that and be gay.
Yeah.
But he just couldn't see that.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.